You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Welcome back to the show. How you doing? Yeah, you're going to do all right because I've got another new feature. It's called Transfer Time Tunnel. And we all know, money, money, money. It must be funny in a football world. A money, 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 always sunny in the transfer time tunnel. All the things I could do if I had a little money. It's a rich football world, isn't it? Why am I singing ABBA, money, money, money? Because the new feature is solely based on that Romelu Lukaku transfer for £75 million to Manchester United. The Premier League money is making my eyes water. I feel like I've been chopping up onions when I watch Sky Sports News. It almost feels like these transfer fees aren't real. To me, to you, the real human being listening to this podcast or this radio show, it doesn't make sense, does it? The money is too stupid. So I thought I'd imagine what some players from the past would cost in these day and age. If a Premier League club wanted to go and buy these players from the past. So, welcome to what I'm calling Transfer Time Tunnel. It's very exciting. This is where I calculate the total price for some of history's greatest football sides. Have you ever thought what the original Ronaldo costs if Lukaku costs £75 million now? Well, you don't have to. You can just go listen to Transfer Time Tunnel from last week because I did. I did the Brazil World Cup winning squad from 2002. Go and listen to that on the Football Hour podcast. Have you ever wondered what Real Madrid's team from the 1950s who won five European Cups on the bounce, what that would cost now? Di Stefano. Oh, well, I'm going to work it out. Tonight's Transfer Time Tunnel squad is... it's no other than England's 1996, not 1996, Alex, come on, reverse back. It's England's 1966 World Cup winning team, which includes two Charltons and a Bobby Moore. Yes, that's right, a Bobby Moore. Oh, what a player. What a player. It just makes me want to play this as a bed. Land and Hope of Glory. Playing for your Spectrum side now. Below, whilst I do the Transfer Time Tunnel. So, as I've been saying, what we do is we start from the goalie and we work forward, going through the transfer prices of each player from that 1966 World Cup winning squad, and we'll work out the total for this team. And then I'll make a chart of all the team's totals and see who is the most expensive team from history in today's current climate. Sounds good, doesn't it, football fans? So let's start. Our goalkeeper against West Germany in 1966 in the World Cup final at Wembley was no other than Gordon Banks. Oh. 73 caps for England. He won the FIFA Goalkeeper of the Year a total of 6 times. And he also produced what is known as the best save of all time against Pelé in a World Cup. Header down to the right-hand side. Honestly, if you've not seen the save, go on YouTube and type in Gordon Banks Pelé. You will not be disappointed if you're an England fan. If you're Pelé, you'll be disappointed. I think a goalkeeper like Gordon Banks in 1966 has got to be worth, in today's market, at least 70 million. Do you think? Come on, easy 70 mil. Right, there's the goalkeeper. England in the final played 4-1-3-2 formation and their right back was George Cohen. He was a one-club man. If there's any Fulham fans out there, you know how good George Cohen was. He played over 500 times for the Craven Cottagers. He had over 30 caps for England, but I think it's going to be difficult getting a player like that out of a club like Fulham. He obviously loved the club. He liked living in London. I'm not sure he'd want to move. So I'm only going to say he's worth 35 million. And I know Kyle Walker's going for 50 million at Man City nowadays. But I just think George Cohen, he wasn't the best player in that squad. 35 mil. Good, good transfer fee. Into the centre of defence. These are the players that I've been so excited to talk about. Jack Charlton. What a player. What a centre-back. He didn't get his first England cap until he was 30, football fans. Imagine that. But he's a centre-half who scored 70 goals for Leeds United and 6 in only 35 appearances for England. One FA Cup, one league and one World Cup. He was 31 when England won the World Cup. But I'm going to say he was one of the best players of that World Cup. I'm going to say he's still going to be worth £55 million in today's market. Don't you agree? Come on. This is Jack Charlton we're talking about. What a player. I'm not sure how many red cards he would get in today's current footballing world, but it would probably be a lot. A person who could play in any generation. Alongside him, at the back, the man who is the only Englishman to ever lift a World Cup trophy at Wembley. Bobby Moore, captain fantastic. Do you know how many caps he got for England? 108 caps. If John Stones is going to Man City from Everton for £50 million, Bobby Moore is going to cost you an arm and a leg in today's market. Pele called him the greatest defender he's ever played against. That's Pele. You know, the Brazilian Pele? Yeah, a pretty good player in his time, wasn't he? So I'm thinking, he's 25 when he won the World Cup. Do you know how much I think he cost in today's market? £80 million. If you've got a time machine, if you can get Bobby Moore back playing football at 25 years old, you are going to have to pay £80 million. And he was at West Ham. He's not leaving his boyhood club for no less than 80. At left back, Ray Wilson, player I don't know too well, but he got 63 caps for England. So, legend in my eyes, but he was 32 in 1966. So, I think, obviously, he won the World Cup. That adds a bit of price on, but I'm only going to say Ray Wilson would cost about 20 mil in today's market, which is not too steep. If you want to get a good left back, 32, not too bad. Oh, I like this. Oh, land of hope and glory playing in behind. Right, that is the defence so far. 20 plus 80 for the left back and centre back, 100 mil. Add Jack Charlton's 55 million onto that. Then we've got 155 million. George Cohen. What am I adding there? 60, 190 we're up to, and then a 70 million for Gordon Banks. That's 260 million for the back four and goalkeeper of England's World Cup winning squad. We've not even reached Bobby Charlton yet. But after the break, we will be discussing how much Alan Ball, Sir Bobby Charlton, Nobby Styles would cost in today's transfer market. This is Transfer Time Tunnel with me, Alex Mearns. I'll see you in a second.
Spectrum Sino's new transfer is revealed. The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Welcome back to the show. We are halfway through our feature, Transfer Time Tunnel, where I work out the transfer fees of the combined transfer fees of some of history's greatest football teams. Do you know what I'm doing tonight? England's World Cup winning 66. Oh, team, what a side. What a set of lads. We're halfway through. We've done the goalkeeper. We've done the back four. Now we're stepping into midfield, into the forward line, sort of the areas which win you the match. Let's start. In that one holding central defensive midfielder in the final against West Germany, it was Nobby Styles. What a legend. He was 24 in 1966. As I say, a very young player, which is what teams nowadays want. They want young players which they can mould, and their transfer fee goes up, not down, as they get older. He was a brilliant passer as well. Loved just giving it in front of him to players like Bobby Charlton, Jeff Hurst, because he knew they could cause the damage. You know what? He stopped the damage of the other team. Do you remember the semi-final of the World Cup in 1966? England were playing Portugal, and a little-known player called Eusebio was probably one of the best players in the world at that time. Guess who marked him out of the game? Nobby Styles. Guess what? We won that game. So, I'm saying Nobby Styles, English footballer, centre, defensive midfield, is got to be worth at least 50 million. So, yeah, Nobby Styles, 50 mil. Then, we're heading to the wings. Alan Ball. 8 goals in 72 appearances for England. Wow, what a player. Oh, I really like this guy, Alan Ball. He was only 21 when he won the World Cup. Think about that. So think about players nowadays playing for England. That's like Dele Alli winning the World Cup now. How much would he be worth now if he won the World Cup? It's not even worth thinking about. He played for Everton in his career. He won the league. So I'm thinking, 21 years old, won the World Cup with England, he's got to be worth £65 million. I might be doing him an injustice here. 65 mil is not even that much in today's market. So, Alan Ball, 65 mil. Then, the guy playing in behind the strikers. England's greatest centre mid, who could play centre forward as well? Sir Bobby Charlton. He had a thunderbolt of a shot. Oh, some of the goals he'd score where you're just sort of thinking, is that net going to hold the ball? It was hit that hard. He was 29 when he won the World Cup for England. Probably, at that very moment, the best player in the world in 1966. He certainly was awarded that trophy. He won the Ballon d'Or, FIFA World Best Player that season. And do you know what else he won for Manchester United? 3 league titles, an FA Cup, 4 charity shields, and the European Cup in 1968. He is one of England's greatest players. He's probably, alongside Bobby Moore, England's greatest players, isn't he? Aren't they? Sorry. Yeah, what a guy. What a guy, Sir Bobby. I actually met him in Wembley in the Royal Box. I work at Wembley Stadium. And he was an absolute gentleman. I was serving him lunch before Manchester United played Crystal Palace in the FA Cup final. A season ago? And shook my hand, said hello, asked me how I was. Even at his age, still looked immaculate. Brilliant suits. He was there with his wife alongside Sir Alex Ferguson. Just a gentleman of football. Who has done so much for this country. He survived the Munich air disaster. So, he survived that tragedy and went on to win the World Cup. What a player. Not just one of England's greatest footballers, one of England's greatest ever human beings that we've produced. Amazing, amazing bloke. And it was an honour to meet him. So Bobby, if you're listening to the Football Hour now, it was great meeting you, and you were a brilliant footballer. I don't say that a lot about Manchester United players at all, so you deserve it, mate. Then, we go to the left wing. A player called Martin Peters. What a player. 20 goals in 67 caps for England. He didn't have a bad club career. 2 leagues and 1 UEFA Cup for Tottenham Hotspur. He also won the European Cup Winners' Cup for West Ham. And do you know what? He was 28 in 1966. I'm going to go big. This bloke has got to be worth at least 60 million. I don't care. He's a winger. If I let Rivaldo go for, I'd say 60 mil, and he was 30 at the time. So if Martin Peters was 28. I'm going to go for £65 million for Martin Peters because he's just a legend, isn't he? Oh, did I tell you how much I thought Sir Bobby Charlton was worth? Sorry, I went on a bit of a mad tangent. 29. If Lionel Messi is 29 years old, who's just turned 30, how much do we think Lionel Messi's worth in today's market? 140 mil? So are we saying Sir Bobby Charlton played in a very similar position to Messi, dropping just behind the strikers, controlling play? Let's do it, shall we? Sir Bobby Charlton is worth, I believe, in today's market, after he won the 1966 World Cup, 140 million. I don't care if you think I'm wrong, I'm right. We've got to do the strikers now. Roger Hunt, great player for England. Do you want to know how many caps? I want to know how many caps. He won 49 caps, scoring 24 goals for the national side. I think this guy has got to be worth at least 50 to 60 mil. Let's go 60 mil for Roger Hunt. Roger Hunt is worth £60 million. We've got to talk about the guy who won us the World Cup, Sir Geoff Hurst. Actually, oh, no, he is Sir. Sir Geoff Hurst was only 25 years old when he scored a hat-trick in the World Cup final against West Germany in England at Wembley Stadium. This guy scored 228 goals in 561 appearances in his club career. I think Sir Geoff Hurst would be worth 100 mil easy. 100 mil easy. So let's go 100 mil for Geoff Hurst, OK? So if Geoff Hurst worth 100... 60 for Hunt, so there's 160. 65, so 225 now. Then we go 140. Let's get my calculator out for this. 140 for Sir Bobby Charlton. Let's go. 100 plus 65 plus 60 for Hunt plus 140 mil for Sir Bobby Charlton. Wow. Then, who are we talking about now? We're talking about Alan Ball. I thought he was worth 65 mil. We're up to 430. And then, Nobby Styles, plus 50. And it was 260, wasn't it, for the defence and goalkeeper? Plus 260. England's 1966 World Cup winning squad is worth a total of £740 million in today's market, I think. Wow. Do you know how much? That is £41 million more than what I thought Brazil's 2002 World Cup winning squad was worth. So, come on, it's England's only World Cup winning squad. They've got to be right up there. So they're added to the chart. They're top of the league at the moment. This has been the Football Hour. That was Transfer Time Tunnel. Thank you so much for listening. It's been an absolute pleasure to perform the Football Hour for you, the lovely listener. I adore doing this show. It is amazing. It's brilliant to talk football to you, the fans who just love football.
You're listening to the Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
All right, football friends, Alex here. I know the podcast is meant to be over, but I have something to ask. At the moment, I am producing, presenting, and editing the podcast all on my own. Don't feel too sorry for me. I do love doing it. However, I feel as though I am letting the podcast down slightly. I don't have enough time in my schedule to fully keep on top of our Facebook or Twitter accounts. I want to grow our Facebook and Twitter followers in order to reach new listeners. So what I'm asking is if there's anyone out there listening who wants to get into the world of journalism, wants to get into the world of social media, wants to get in the media world, I have a sort of opportunity for you. If this is your thing, I would love for one of you, one of the Football Hour listeners, to be our social media manager. So I will put you in charge of all our social media accounts, our Facebook and Twitter. And it's your responsibility to make creative tweets, make amazing Facebook posts which reach new audiences, and to develop our listeners and develop our followers on all our social media accounts. If anyone
would like to take this responsibility and help me out. Basically, you're doing me a massive favour. You would be in charge of At The Football Hour Twitter account, and you'd be in charge of the Football Hour Facebook account. You would make posts about the podcast, and you would interact with our listeners. That's all you've got to do, simple as that. If you would like that opportunity to be our social media manager on The Football Hour, just follow us on Twitter, at The Football Hour, and DM us your details, and I'll give you a call. Just drop your number, and I'll give you a call, and you can basically have full responsibility of our Twitter and Facebook account. Please, one of you, take up that responsibility. I need you, football friends.